calling the Alabama Unemployment Claim Line. Need to advise you that this call is being recorded for quality assurance. I may help you.
Yes, my name is Alyssa Harris, and I was temporarily laid off.
I'm sorry, ma'am. I cannot understand anything you're saying. If I'm on speaker or headphones, can you remove me from a speaker or headphones, please? I cannot understand what you're saying.
Hello?
Okay, thank you. Much better. What can I help you with?
Yes, I was recently laid off Friday.
Okay.
And my manager told me to call and file for unemployment.
Okay, may I have your social security number, ma'am?
412-65-2975.
Okay, let me see if I heard you correctly. So what I heard you say was 412-65-3975. Is that correct?
No. 412 65-2975.
Oh, 29.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's see if I got it right this time. What I heard you say was 412-65-2975. Mm-hmm. Is that correct?
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Have you ever filed for unemployment before, ma'am?
Not in the state of Alabama.
Not in Alabama. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I can help you fill that out, ma'am. It's a long form, so I'm going to ask you to spell things for me and repeat them, okay? So just to make sure that I have the correct Social Security number, I have 412-65-2975, correct?
That's right.
Okay, and your first name, ma'am?
Alyssa Harris, A-L-Y-S-S-A.
Uh-huh.
H-A. R-R-I-S.
Then do you have a middle initial, ma'am?
C. C as in cat.
Okay. And have you ever used any other name or last name or social security number?
Yeah, it's my social number, my social security number.
In other words, a different social security than this one. Have you?
Oh, no. No, ma'am. No.
Okay. Have you ever used a different last name?
Or no.
No? Same name? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And your date of birth, ma'am?
10-30-89.
Okay. So I heard you say 10-30-1989. And your gender?
Yes, ma'am. Female.
Or I have to ask, are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes, ma'am.
So you don't have any difficulty reading, writing, or understanding English, correct?
No, ma'am. Mm-mm.
Okay. And do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
Did you serve in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No.
Okay. And what is the highest grade of school you completed?
12.
And what's your mother's maiden last name?
Suggs, S-U-G-G-S.
I'm sorry, S-U.
S as in snake, U as in umbrella, G as in goat, S as in snake.
Okay. S-U-G-G-S, correct. And do you have a driver's license?
S-U-G-G-S, yes, ma'am.
Do you have a driver's license?
Yes, ma'am.
Is it an Alabama license?
Yes, ma'am.
And what number would that be?
Hold on. Let me get it out my billfold.
Okay.
Thank you. one, zero, two,
mm-hmm.
8, 5,
mm-hmm.
2, 3, 5.
What I heard you say was 102-85-235, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. your proof of benefits, you have the option to receive your payment either as a direct deposit into a checking or savings, or choose a benefit card. Which one would you rather have?
I could have a direct deposit.
Okay. Is it a traditional bank or an online system?
It's a, I don't know if it's traditional, but it's Central Bank of Kansas City.
Okay. And do you have the routing and account number?
Yeah, let me log into my phone so I can.
Okay.
So I can pull up my account and the routing number.
Okay. Let me know when you're ready.
Okay. One moment, Ms. Lady. Oh, no.
No problem.
Well, you know what? Don't worry about it. Just send it to the, send me a card or something. Because my phone acting crazy. It keeps locking on me.
Okay, yeah. And this is the one.
Can't get in it to get into my account.
Okay, this isn't working either, ma'am. So let me see here. Is this locked out? What is, may I have your social security number again, please?
412.
Mm-hmm.
652975.
Okay, you said 412652975,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, it didn't save any of our information for whatever reason.
It didn't.
Mm-mm. Oh my goodness.
Mm.
I'm so sorry.
Jesus.
Okay, we have to start all over again. I don't understand why you did that. Okay, I'm sorry. May I have your...
It's okay.
You said it was Alyssa, right?
Yes, ma'am.
A as in
apple.
Uh-huh.
L as in lion.
Uh-huh.
Y as in yo-yo.
Uh-huh.
S as in snake. And A as in apple.
Right. And your last name was Harris, and your middle initial...
Harris.
It was C like Charlie, right? And
yes.
Your date of birth, ma'am. What was your date of birth?
10/30/89. Okay, I don't got in my account now.
Oh, you did? Okay, good.
Yes, ma'am, honey. My phone I think I bumped it or something or dropped it once.
Oh.
And it's glitching on me.
These
mm-hmm.
systems, when they work, are wonderful, but when they don't work, you want to cry.
Mm-hmm.
Either one or the other. You know?
It seems like when new phones come out, your phone you got start acting crazy.
I know. I think they do it on purpose.
I know. So you can buy a new one.
That's right.
Yeah.
What was your mother's maiden name, ma'am? I forgot.
Alice Suggs, S-U-G-G-S.
S-U-G-G-S, right. May I have your driver's license again, please? Thank you so sorry.
Okay. 102.
Yes, sir.
85235.
So I heard you say 102852225, correct?
2235.
Oh, 235.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, yes, ma'am. And you said you found your checking. Was that checking or savings, ma'am?
That was my checking account.
Okay. You may have the routing first and then the account number.
Okay, the routing is 1010. 19084.
Okay. And the account?
244-10-66-29-656.
Okay, let me repeat these back to you. We need to make sure they're correct, okay, ma'am? So what I have for the checking for the routing is 10-10-19084. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, what I have for your account is 244-108-629-656. Is that correct?
No, ma'am. 244.
Right.
244-106-629-656.
Okay, let me try it again. So what I have it as now is 244-106-29656, correct?
It's 244-106-29656.
So there's two sixes before the two?
Yes. Yes, it's two sixes before the 29.
Okay. All right. Let me try it.
So
one
it should
time.
It should be 1066.
Right.
In between that.
1066 and then 29.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right.
Yes, ma'am.
That's correct. Okay, ma'am. So may I have your mailing address, please?
My address is 107 West Sims Avenue, Albertville, Alabama.
Is that S-I-M-M-S, Sims Avenue?
S-I-M, one M. S-I-M-S. S as in snake, I as in
right.
ice cream, M as in monkey,
right.
S as in snake.
Okay. Avenue. Okay. And where is that located, ma'am?
Is in Albertville, Alabama.
Okay. And the zip code?
35950.
Is your mailing address the same as your residential address, ma'am?
It's the same.
And your phone number, please?
423-693-9229.
Okay, so what I heard you say, ma'am, was 423-693-9229, correct?
Yes, ma'am. Can we go back over my account number to make sure we got it?
Okay, that's on a separate page. I have to go back, ma'am. Okay, so let's go over it here to make sure. So what I have for the account number is 244-106-629-656. Is that correct?
That's right. Okay. Thank you.
Sure. My pleasure, ma'am. Okay. And you said your residential address is the same as your mailing address, correct? And your
yes,
phone
ma'am.
Number is 423-693-9229, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And your residential address I have as 107 West Sims Avenue, Albertville, Alabama 35950, correct?
Yes, right.
I need to ask you some questions for security purposes, okay? According to your driver's license, approximately how tall are you? 4'11", 5'2", 5'6", 5'11",
I'm 5'2".
Of the above?
I'm 5'2". 5'2"?
Okay.
Yes, ma'am, 5'2".
Which of the following vehicles have you had an association with? 1997 Chevy, 1998 Toyota, 1999 Saturn, 2005 Jaguar, or none of the above?
Neither.
Mm-hmm. Which of the following cities do you have a current or former association with? Crossville, Murfreesboro, I think it's called, Kingsport, Chattanooga, or none of the above?
Chattanooga.
Thank you, ma'am. So did you file for unemployment in any other state, ma'am, in the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Okay, did you work outside of the state of Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal in the last 18 months?
No.
Okay, have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
And so did you receive notification of a TRA retraining certification?
No.
Are you filing NITRA and unemployment assistance?
Say that again.
Are you filing natural disaster unemployment assistance?
No.
And what was the last day that you worked, ma'am?
Thursday, February the 10th.
2022.
Yeah, February the 10th was the last day I worked.
Okay. And since last Sunday, would you say that you're mentally and physically able to work?
Yeah, I'm mentally and physically able to work.
Okay. Do you have your own business? Or do
no,
you
ma'am.
Work on commission?
No.
Are you attending any school or training?
No.
So you are available to work full-time and all the different shifts of your occupation, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you receiving any pension or workman's compensation?
No, ma'am.
Okay. One second. So how many miles are you willing to travel to go to work?
Yes, 15, 20.
Okay. And what's the minimum hourly wage you're willing to accept?
Oh, $9.
Okay. And do you belong to a union?
No.
Did your employer give you a date when you will be returning back to work?
No, he just told me he'll call me Friday to update me on work.
Okay. So, let's see here. What was your last job description, ma'am?
Tagger.
Pardon me?
A tagger. I put price tags on clothes at a warehouse.
Okay. So you were part of a warehouse stock worker?
Okay. Yeah.
What was the name of the company you were working for, ma'am?
Factory Connection.
And would you have their phone number and address, ma'am?
Say that again.
Would you have their phone number and address?
I got the address, and let me look in my phone to give my boss. Well, you know, my manager number.
Okay, what was the address? Do you remember?
Yeah, the address is, that's the wrong one. Hold up. I got a piece of video right here.
Okay.
Let me get it out. Okay, here it is. It's 2300 Highway 79 South, Gunnersville, Alabama.
Highway 79 South, Gunnersville.
Mm-hmm, Alabama.
Okay.
And the zip code is 35976.
And phone number.
Phone number is 256-624-9400. And the extension is 471.
256-64-9400, correct?
Hold on.
Okay.
Let me go back on it. It's, come on now, don't start acting crazy. Hold on. I'm talking to my phone. I'm trying to be sweet to my phone.
I understand, man.
So it don't do crazy stuff on me.
I hear you.
I need you to be nice now. Oh, Jesus. Come on, man. I just had it.
Okay.
256. Oh, okay. 256.
Right.
26494. Okay, I'm ready for it. You ready?
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am.
It's okay. 256.
Right.
264.
Or
9400.
Okay.
And the extension is 471.
Okay. And what was, you said your last day of work was February?
February the 10th.
10th, 2022.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And when was when was your first day of work, ma'am? Remember when your first day of work was?
I got hired full time with them on July 12th, 2021.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
And would you say you're currently not receiving any vacations, sick holiday pay, or pension?
No, not right now. I ain't been there long enough to get no vacation time.
Okay.
And I just started accumulating sick time, and I hadn't really got a chance to use it because he laid us off.
Right. So would you say that you're not working due to lack of work, or were you discharged?
Yeah, that's what it is. That's what it is. We hadn't been getting
lack
any shipments lately. Yeah, lack of work.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
Yeah, so he said he'll call me back to let me know, I guess, when he get back up to speed.
Okay. So your PIN number, ma'am, for this claim is 7589.
Okay.
Okay, 7589.
Okay.
And let's see here. The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 3 or more weeks to process the unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim you just finished also registered you for work at the Alabama Career Center. The Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you're required to maintain an active career application for the duration of your unemployment. Failure to do so could result in loss of benefits. You can either visit the location near you where you can go online at www.alabamaworks.alabama.gov. You must be able, available, and actively seeking work for the duration of your unemployment. Unemployment claims use the calendar week, ma'am, that begins on Sunday and ends on Saturday. Once a week, you must do the weekly certification for the previous week. Failure to do so could result in loss of benefits. You can either go to www.labor.alabama.gov, or you can call 800-752-7389. Your weekly certification must be done on a weekly basis. Failure to do so could result in loss of benefits. You could go to, www.labor.alabama.gov or call 800-752-7389. You need to do your weekly certification anytime between Sunday and Friday before 5 o'clock, but not on Saturday. Failure to follow instructions could result in loss of benefits. You could call, if you have any other questions, ma'am, you can call 1-800-361-4524. That's 1-800-361-4524. Do you have any questions?
No, ma'am.
Okay. So just remember, you have to look for a job and then do your weekly certification every week, okay?
Okay.
Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claim Line. You have a nice day, ma'am.
You too. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye now.
Mm-hmm.